Charlie Crocker claimed it was impossible to tell Chinese apart. They were just like Indians, he said. Thus, fearing paying double wages, he devised a scheme of employing, working, and paying them wholesale. The CP organized the Chinese into gangs of 12 to 20 men, one of whom was an elected headman, another the cook. Crocker hired Sam Thayer, who spoke a number of Chinese dialects, to teach the men something of the English language. The headman collected all the wages, giving some to the cook to purchase provisions from the Chinese merchants. Other amounts went for clothing and opium. The Chinese laborers used the drug on Sunday, their day off, to relax. At the end of the month, each worker got his remaining $20 or more. Each gang had a white, usually Irish, boss, and the whites usually monopolized the skilled work, such as trestling, masonry, and actual rail laying. The Chinese did the grading, made cuts and fills, blasted, felled trees, and, most arduous of all, drilled the holes and put in and lit the black powder while driving tunnels.